I'd like to share with you a machshava towards Yom Kippurim. Just before that, I want to comment on the Gemara and on the tshuva, Rav Avad Yosef's tshuva that I copied and gave out. The Gemara here mentions two isurim that are not well known. One is the isur to have a picture of a sun or a moon or any of the heavenly bodies, which is for some reason not known lamaisa. That's even a two-dimensional picture, a painting or a photograph of a sunset. Somebody develops it. That's if you have the full sun, then there's an isur. This is a deraisa to make such a demus. I remember once in camp, one of the banners of one of the teams, the banner had a sun and a moon in the sky. It was just incredibly terrible mistake to do an Issa D'Oraisa. When you do it, people are totally unaware.
The
shape of a moon as we see it is Aser. You're allowed to have a picture of a sun with a tree blocking it or a cloud if it's not a full picture. But a full picture is an Issa D'Oraisa. And except l'Islamed, if someone is teaching astronomy, you can have them. But otherwise, the Beferish Gemara, it's a Mosifah Shulchan Aruch, there are no Chalkim, that a two-dimensional picture is something that's just Aser. I remember once we made a cover for a set that was yet in the days of tapes. So an artist made a cover. The sky was full of stars and a moon. I said, you got to take them out. So she took out half of them. I said, you got to take out all of them. Like, they didn't know, we had no clue what I'm talking about, that you can't have a picture of a sun or a moon or a... it's an Issa D'Oraisa to make such a picture, yes. Very good. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's Avodah Zarah Mem Gimel, today's daf. That we'll learn, the Amid that we're learning here today, that's the Gemara. The Gemara, yes, Aram Gamliel. So the Gemara, yes, answers, Acheir Masulai, and he did it L'Islame, but the Gemara, Taka, yes, Aram Gamliel.
It was on a wall.
Two-dimensional is us, sir, because we see the heavenly bodies two-dimensional. That's why a menorah, two-dimensional, you're allowed to make a picture of a menorah, but you're not making dumus of a menorah. But it's just for some reason it's a simon in Shulchan Aruch that's not well known. Same thing, but to a lesser degree, this is to make a seven stick candelabra. Candelabra has seven sticks is Aser. Someone reminded me that when our Oren came, where the Luchos are today, when the Oren was first delivered here, there was a seven-stick candelabra up there. So Heshikalis claims they had him climb up and pull it down. You look at him, you wonder if he could have climbed up that high, but... 20 years. 20 years. He's more agile than he seems. But it's not well known, and it's also a problem. Now, Rav Avadya, in the tshuva that I gave out, has a tshuva about an electric menorah that has seven sticks. And I just had this ha'ara. He's not here, even though it's interesting, even though he brings that the chidah asers, which by the Svardim, usually the chidah is the last word, but he brings many who are makel on an electric candelabra. A lot of the shuls have an electric candelabra on the amid. If it's seven, the shaila is if it's mutter. And why does he base his heter? So this I don't understand. He says it twice. The reason it's mutter is because an electric menorah has no base kibble. A menorah has a place that holds the oil and a wick. It has on top seven cups that hold the oil and the wick. So he says that Every stick of the candelabra has a cup. By the electric ones, has nothing to hold the oil and the wick. So bavadai, it's ma'akiv in the menaira, and therefore it's mutter. That's what I don't understand. He says it here and he repeats it again later. I don't understand an electric menorah. Before you screw in the bulb, you could put in oil and a wick there. It has a base kibble. Well, you screw in the bulb, it has a base kibble. What does he mean? Yeah. It doesn't have a base kibble, but
stuff it up with the bulb.
Yeah, sure. Stuffing it up with the bulb. It's a temporary stuffing. First of all, making it is awesome. You can make it without the bulb. And then having it is, I don't know. You're sure the liquid would leak out? Is that what you're basing it on? We have to have a... all right. Okay. He's lashon. It has no base. Kibble. Later on he uses the lashon that it's glass. It's... Hamanaris chashmel. Hanera is same schuchis. Einam bar kibble. What's he talking about? Hanera is same schuchis. Einam bar kibble. But there's a base kibble. That's a separate... it's a separate shaila. If you have a candelabra where it's round, the Pesachei Tshuva and Simen Kuf Mem Aleph talks about... I remember I was once at a Shalom Zacher. He had as a bacher, a Shalom Zacher at a friend's in-laws, and they had on the table a seven, one in the middle and six around, had a seven stick candelabra, and we were talking about how they have a seven stick candelabra. The question is, if it's ma'akiv in the Mishkan, then it has to be consecutive, or it's good round. The Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, the last Pesachei Tshuva, next to the last Pesachei Tshuva, brings a Bechar Shar who asers, and Rabbi Avadya here brings Chayokim on the Bechar Shar. He starts with the Bechar Shar, and he brings Chayokim, the Amatirin. You should make it, because making it is a deraisa. Having it is a derabanan. So it's machlaik is sikrolayim. There's a machlaikis of a circle is aser. So making it was a shayla v'deraisa. You stay away from owning it, which is a shayla v'derabanan. So that's that's what. Who said he made it? Lamaisa, you go to the store. It's made. The same chadim hekivim. And once it's made, then what? The Chanukah Menorah is eight. So it's not a problem. What? The Chanukah Menorah is no good. It's no good because it's Prasumi Nisa, and you can't count them when it's round. That's the reason it says. So in the Mishkan, it's not Prasumi Nisa, so it's a little better.
So people have five children. So.
Yeah, you should have two separate ones. They should have six or five and have two ones. What? You have eight. And there you make a decorative thing on it. Okay. Say the gabbah. So anyway, it's the sugya here on Daf Mem Gimel. And it's not so well known. What? If you have eight, then it's good. But it's able to be eight, just he put something decorative in the middle one. If he stuffed it up permanently, I agree. If it's just a temporary thing, then okay. The anyway, this is the sugya, the nidain here in the Gemara. I'd like to share with you a machshava. I think it's a very appropriate one for people who come to a mishmar regarding the achet shechatano fenecha ba'inus ubaratzin. The first achet is achet shechatano fenecha ba'inus ubaratzin. All the achets in the aleph beis are twos. The truth is, in the lomdis, it's for a different discussion. Each two is a siba and a result. In other words, like it says achshav fenecha. It says begaliu begili arayis achishav necha begaliu basaser. Usually, gili arayis is something people do in hidden, and outwardly they don't show it. So, with the gili arayis and begaliu basaser, the two midas generally they go together, and that's a discussion. What I want to discuss is the first one, ba'inus uberatzin. The ba'inus is the subject of a lot of discussion. Why are we saying achet on something that's an ainus rachmana patre? And why are we copying Achet on Einis? So the popular teretz is the Chassam Sofer's teretz. Achet Shavnech Ba'Einis Uberatzin means sometimes we're an Einis. We say, thank God. We don't mind being an Einis. Like something happens that we can't go to Seder. We say, oh, but Baruch Hashem, it really doesn't bother us. So it's an Einis Uberatzin. We're an Einis, but it doesn't bother us so much that we're Nenas and we can't do the mitzvah. That's the typical teretz. I'd like to share with you a different machshavim. In Navi, in the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Perek Zayin, I think, a malach comes to Yeshua, and he's mechiach him. So the Gemara says in Megillah, what was he mechiach him? He said, yesterday you were mevatel the Talmid, which is one discussion, and now you're mevatel limud haTorah. The Olam is not learning. So Yeshua says, the Olam is not learning, we're getting ready for war, we're about to go to battle. He says, atabasi. He says, no excuse. You have to learn. So, vayolin Yeshua b'laylohu b'secha emek. So that night, he got all the soldiers, they're going to battle in the morning. But he said, no excuse, you got to be a night seder. And they learned ba'amkus shel Torah. It says they learned ba'amkus, they learned properly. The vart is, the limud there, the te'elas ha-limud is, that Yeshua said, we're oisim. We're busy. I mean, he was very busy. They crossed the Yarden. They did bris milah on 600,000, more than 600,000 people, because they were except for the Levi, were not mal before. They brought a carbon pesach. They got ready to go to battle, and they set up the mishkan. And they were busy. Very often, people say oinus. They have excuses, but really, it's not an excuse. It's only an excuse because people have preset notions of what they're capable of. They have this idea that these are the kaiches that we have. We're going to battle. We could sit and learn Ba'im Kishol Torah. Yeshua said we can't. Yeshua said we can't. The Malach told him, it's not true you can't. You say you can't. You think you can't. Yeshua was telling the truth. He thinks he can't. That idea, Achesh of Necha Ba'inis, is that sometimes people say they don't have kaiches for something, and really, they have the kaiches for it. They just have to push themselves through it. The Peldik in Gemara, when Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol was sick in his last illness, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Kiva and the Talmidim came to be mevaker him. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Samaches that there was an exchange. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer had been put in Cherim after the story of the Tana Shachanai. So when Rabbi Kiva comes in with his Talmidim, he says, Loma Basem. So they answered him, Luma Torah. We want to learn from you. So Rabbi Eliezer says, Ad Akshav Loma Loi Basem. So why didn't you come till now? So Rabbi Kiva said, Loi Hayolanu Penai. We didn't have time. So Rabbi Eliezer, when he hears Loi Hayolanu Penai, he has a very, it's really a violent response. He says, Tumuani Im Tamusu Misas Atzmechem. He says, Ainli Penai? Tumuani, I wonder if you're going to die a natural death. And Rabbi Kiva says, me too? He says, Shalcha kosher mekulam. A very, very powerful lush in this area. Blazar Gadol was an extraordinary kanoi. And here, and it's such a strong lush, and for what? For saying, the excuse, Rabbi Kiva was saying it. Rabbi Kiva was talking busy, he was standing setting up 24,000 Talmidim. But there's a limud that lehayalanu penai, we couldn't. It's not an excuse. It's not a good excuse. People are always saying lehayalanu penai, we don't have time. We have no time, no kaiches, no ability. People have more strength and ability than they think they have. There's a Gemara that says that Yuma, that Ani Asher V'Rasha Ba'am Ladin. So the Ani says, I was an Ani, I couldn't learn. So Gemara says, Ani, well, you're a bigger Ani than Hillel, that you couldn't learn. So it's not to understand the Gemara. You're comparing me to Hillel? Rav Palm once said that he once got angry at a Talmud. It's not like the only time. So he once got angry at a Talmud. He had a Talmud that wanted a shtag. So the Talmud came over. Rav Palm told him that was something nice. He came over to Rav Palm. Rav Palm told him, you're doing well. The Talmud said, I think when the Chofetz Chaim was my age, he was doing better. So Rav Palm said, he got angry at him. He said, you're comparing yourself to the Chofetz Chaim? He said, the Losh, I think Rav Palm used the Chofetz Chaim was a Kaddish Baruch Hu's gift to the Dor. And you're comparing yourself to the Chofetz Chaim? That's what Rav Palm said. So here, we're comparing myself to Hillel. Why are you comparing me to Hillel? He's saying, a person says, I'm an Ani, I can't learn. But again, I think Devart is the same idea that you don't have to learn like Hillel, you don't have to be like Hillel. But to say I can't, I'm an onus, it's an excuse. It's an excuse that most of the time the tiniest onus is baloney. You know, someone loses in a pukad and he says onus, he has to swear that he was onus. You ready to swear you're an onus? The excuse of onus is it's an excuse. The idea that people are more kaychis than they think they have, we say we can't, mekednished. And then other things come up in life, and suddenly you find that you have more kaychis, you find that you have more time. When it's negeya to you personally. I had a big lesson in this, and when the art school Shas began in 95, I think, 94, 95, I had the schus to be involved in writing Erevin originally. Rabbi Zlotowitz and Sherman had come to Taravadas to speak to Rav Palm. And they put out Makis first, and then the Erevin was for the Daf Yomi. Everyone needs art school for Erevin. So even the ones that won't admit it. And so Erevin was the first thing that they were going to put out like for the Daf Yomi. And I had just learned Erevin 2 years in Yeshiva, in the Kail. We learned it 1 year, and we learned it a second year. So I had the opportunity to write Erevin. So I thought, I'm a big masmid, you know, I use up all my time. Then I had the opportunity to make a big time and to write for art school. I have to squeeze in more time. I found I was able to squeeze more time out of my day. It was a big lesson to me that a person has more kaychis than he thinks, more time than he thinks, more ability than he thinks. And it's really a lesson that the Mishmer is, because most people who I ask about Mishmer, I tell you, hey, 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, you know, 10:30. I asked them, what about the World Series? You know, so that's something else, you know. But 12 o'clock, but people have more kaychus than they think they have. They have more ability than they think they have. I want to thank all of you who come. This year, Baruch Hashem, the last few weeks, we have record turnout, which we could tell by what time we run out of black and whites. So we can see exactly what the comparative turnout is. But we need more people. Flapper says has thousands of people. Why shouldn't there be at least 1,000 people here? I don't understand. You have more kayach, you have more ability and more time. I want to thank you all for coming, and we should have a gemar chesima taima. Maybe she should give us more time, more kayaches. We should be able to keep on steiging. A good convention to everybody.